The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act sets aside $100 billion for the country's 14,000 school districts, which will be allocated soon. Federal education officials are urging schools to use their money quickly to save and create jobs and make changes that improve school achievement. William Andrikopoulos is superintendent for Milwaukee Public Schools. With 85,000 students, it's the largest district in Wisconsin. He says administrators already know how they'd spend their share.
Somewhere about $72 million over 2 years for Title I, money to support children in need and poverty. About $35 million for IDA funds, that's the money to support special needs youngsters, and $2 million to support technology initiatives.
Farther up north, Florence County School Superintendent Storm Carroll isn't clear just how much they'll get and how they'll spend it, but he says the need is there.
An elementary school in Aurora has been temporarily closed. We got a roof on our high school, middle school, which needs to be fixed. Special education, which is one of the categories of this funding, always needs money. We don't have a gifted and talented program right now. Our chapter program, remedial education, has been cut to smithereens because all of that chapter money goes to places like Milwaukee.
Carroll says getting $300,000 to $400,000 worth of stimulus wouldn't hurt at all. Florence County is sparsely populated and heavily rural, with just over 500 students. The U.S. Department of Education also advises schools to record their expenditures. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.